I'm on the edge of a cliff, and my back is to the sea. My ears are hot and ring with a mix of dog bark and wave chant. Six long spider legs have appeared over the horizon, but I'm not panicking. I have a green plastic Asda bag by my feet, and inside is a recording device that I have no desire to touch or press or hold down. My only urge is to keep my eye on the spider legs, which at the present moment are not moving. At least I think they're not. Try this. I am crouching in a disused World War II air raid shelter on underground territory, located halfway along the eastbound platform, a frontier of West London suburbia, in 00 hours, simultaneously hiding from my customers who just will not leave me alone, and from the private firm contractors zipped up in orange tissue who are now turning up in truckloads, eager to commence their nighttime investigations. To top it all off, I've just seen the grainy image of my manager appear like an apparition on camera 26, monitor 2. It is pitch black in my bunker. In fact, I can't see a thing. It feels like I've got a tin box stuck on my head. Or I am in a bathtub and the plug hole is clotted with fur. Knowing my manager is looking for me makes me feel agitated. And as a consequence, I can't stop scratching my neck. The skin on my neck feels mottled and strange. For a split second, I imagine cutting off this jacket of skin with my plastic Gillette razor blade, lifting it off and reshaping it into something else. To take my mind away from such thoughts, I open up my copy of The Living Stones by Ithil Cocaine, a book that I have taken to carrying around in the inside pocket of my uniform jacket during my night shift. I start to read out my favourite passages. I find reciting the auditory hallucinations of Ithil Cocaine, written as she travelled around Cornwall in the 1950s looking for an artist studio while seeking sanctuary from the effects of advancing mechanical technology, helps soothe my increasing anxiety whilst clearing out an unbreathable ochre that stalifies my chest and throat. Here in the bunker, I feel changeable, shamalonic even, as if I'm covered head to foot in wet fur and chicken grease. I spend my shifts laying decoys. I avoid slippage. I repeat to myself, be aware. Plus, I am always asking, what is that noise? Is it my manager tapping his fat little fingers on the top layer of my bunker? On my rest days, I walk the route of the Grand Union Canal, Paddington Branch, using my footsteps to write and rewrite the trail of the Acton Town Otter. I always start from the same position, the Gunnersbury Triangle. My most recent walk was from Brentford High Street, and following the hand-drawn map of the poet Bill Griffiths, I walked from Brentford to Boston Manor, to Austerley, Hanwell, Norwood, Southall, where I paid my respects to Blair Peach, and finally stopped at the warehouses of Bulls Bridge Junction. On another occasion, I walked from Hayes, where at 11 o'clock in the morning I passed a packed National Front meeting in the car park of the Royal Oak, on to Ouseley in the dark stores of West Drayton, and then to Cowley, where Bill Griffiths once had his moorings. At Uxbridge Lock, I look for his red tugboat that was burnt along with his poetry archive, but I find nothing. Later, in the pubs of Uxbridge, I seek out old men with love and hate tattooed in black ink on the front of their knuckles. Nature's non-human animals are dressed in outfits, cloaked by skins that have evolved to obliterate visual signs of their own presence. However, such obliteration is not permanent. Invisibility functions only at crucial moments of utmost physical vulnerability. I rub my ears over the walls of the bunker. I scratch the ground. My eyes are closed. As I walk, I am careful underfoot, as the bunker space feels dense. So I walk slowly. I weasel sneak, first on my toes, and then I go into a crouch. My whiskers twitch. My fur is slick. I hold my arms close to my body. I listen through my toes and fingers. I move like a snake through the bunker, and as I glide, I listen to my breathing. I allow my breathing to speak words and phrases as I move, writing and rewriting, writing and speaking.
Thank you.